Yes, it's for Friday afternoon show.
Yeah, so yeah. We've got a very special guest in the studio this afternoon.
We
with
have.
Us. And welcome, Helen Butler. And Helen is the chair of the Isle of Wight Red Squirrel Trust.
Welcome, Helen.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We're going to be talking a lot about red squirrels and the work of the trust. And
we are.
In a few minutes.
Okay.
So, Helen, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, and we talked back in March, and we talked about work of the Red Squirrel Trust. And I think one of the important things is, you know, what are the key goals for the trust? What really is the thing that, you know, it is so important to you at the moment?
At the moment, we're trying to buy a piece of land to plant a woodland in, and this will give us a centre, because at the moment we don't actually have a base as such. Our aim with the Red Squirrel Trust is education, obviously the public, schools, etc., etc. And I've recently published three books, two last year, one this year, based on education. Also, the White Squirrel Project, which has been going for 30 years now, that collects... It is well.
And you've been involved for over 30 years.
I'm coming up to my 33rd year.
That's incredible.
That is amazing.
It's amazing.
You mentioned the books there. And yes. We're talking before the show started. There's a children's book as well coming out soon.
Yes, we've actually published the children's book, and that is in shops around the island. It's distributed by Nye and Sons, and so I can't actually tell you which shops, but he's distributed all around the island. So if you go to bookshops, I know Medina Bookshop in Kells has my books. So if you want to go there and wherever your local bookshop is.
So what sort of age group are we talking? Toddlers?
This is for very young children.
Like Spud.
A bit like me, yeah. Very young
childish mind.
So the children's book is available, but you've also mentioned you've written two books as well, haven't you?
There's another little pocket book, which is facts. For those who don't want a big read, just want to know the facts. So there's 200 fascinating facts about red squirrels, and it's just a pocket book. And then there's my monster book. 3 years solid putting it together. That was my lockdown job.
That was your huge tome, wasn't it? Over 370 pages.
Yeah, that is huge.
Wow, that's awesome.
If you want to know everything that's been going on, all the research, etc., facts and all the gory bits, there's a nice part three section on all the gory stuff, on the post-mortems, etc.
Yeah.
With pictures.
Wow. So you mentioned that the key thing is education and awareness, and also protection and survival of the squirrels.
Yes.
So, I mean, what are the key questions? Red squirrels on the Isle of Wight is fantastic, but they have this threat, don't they, from grey squirrels. And we're lucky because we're on an island surrounded by water.
Very lucky.
But have there ever been any incidents of grey squirrels on the island?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, there has in the past. Since I've been doing this, really it's just one. When a post-lactating female managed to get into West White, and a motorist kindly dealt with her for us.
Must have come on the ferry or in somebody's car, maybe.
We don't know. We're never going to find that out. We don't know.
Or they could swim across.
Well, they do try to swim, but the tides and currents are usually so strong they end up dead on the beach.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk a lot more with Helen. There's so much to talk about the red squirrels. I love them. I really do.
I love red squirrels.
And we've seen a couple in our garden recently, haven't we?
We have. I made a little TikTok video of a red squirrel.
Yeah, and we're going to send that to Helen to have a look at as well.
We are.
And we'll fill the form in. We'll talk about that in a minute. Chip and Spud on the Friday afternoon show.
Yeah.
And we've also got Helen Butler here, MBE. Chair of the Trustees for the Isle of Wight Red Squirrel Trust. Now, something incredible has happened recently that has affected the red squirrels.
Yeah, there was a land slip.
There was a huge landslide over at Lookham in Ventnor.
Yeah.
And Helen, you mentioned that the red squirrels are going to be affected by that huge landslip.
They will. That was lovely red squirrel habitat, and I know there were squirrels down there. So what happened to them when the land slipped? I've no idea whether they escaped somewhere else or not.
Yeah. Well, it's such a tragedy, really, if they lose some of their habitat.
It's not just losing habitat. It could actually break the coastal link, the coastal corridor link as well. Obviously, I don't know yet. I've not been to look. But it's not good news for the squirrels anyway.
And, of course, it's such a dangerous area. You can't really go and survey it, can you?
No.
It's just not possible to actually get anywhere near it.
Because there's just a sheer drop.
Well, let's hope they managed to escape, and hopefully, you know, they moved into another area.
I hope they escape.
But they are very, very quick. If you ever see a red squirrel, they're so quick going up trees and running across the grass. Now, Helen, how's 2023 been? You've had a couple of online auctions this year?
Yes, online auctions. Due to the hard work of Debbie Hart and Beth Grieve Jones, I have to say, and to the goodwill of the people of the Isle of Wight actually donating things, and they've been ever so good. So thank you to all the businesses who supported us and to the people who bid. Obviously, no good without you.
So you had a spring auction, and you've just said that you've recently had another auction.
Yeah.
And, of course, the funds that are raised by these auctions really go to help sustain and keep the Isle of Wight Red Trust Squirrel going. Okay, my words mixed up. The Red Squirrel Trust going.
It's a tongue twister, really, isn't it? It is. It's
a bit of a tongue twister.
Bit of a mouthful. Just call it the Trust.
All right, call it the Trust. Yeah, we'll go for that.
Yeah, I think this one raised 2,700 and something. Which is brilliant. It all helps towards expenses, helps the upkeep, and hopefully a bit to achieve our aims of having a bit of woodland. So you can all come and see us and learn about red squirrels.
And you also have a website, don't you? So people, you were saying raising funds, people can actually adopt a squirrel?
Yes, they can adopt a squirrel via the website, isleofwightredsquirreltrust.co.uk. Christmas presents.
And there's some beautiful photographs in there as well, isn't there?
Lovely photographs.
You've got a lovely calendar with some lovely photos of red squirrels in.
Oh, they're amazing.
They're amazing and awesome photos. Did you take photos?
Some of them. Myself, Debbie Hart, Ian Pratt and... might be one other person. You've got it. Have a look.
So if people wanted to buy a 2024 calendar, and there's some fantastic photographs of red squirrels in there. How would they get their calendar? How could they order a calendar?
I've got the only ones left at the moment, so you'd have to ring me on 611003 or email white, as in W-I-G-H-T, squirrels@hotmail.com.
Well, what we'll do before the end of this hour, Helen, is we'll repeat those numbers and emails again. So if you've got a pen and paper handy, you can take note of the number and the email, and you'll be able to contact Helen to get a calendar or even purchase a book from the website. So, the online auctions have been done. What else has happened in 2023, Helen? You're also involved with the Bluebell.
Yes.
Bluebell Wood.
Thanks to Nikki Eaton, we had Bluebell Day again at K-Night in Eastwood, and that was a success. Bluebells were absolutely amazing. A lot of people turned up and enjoyed the day, so that was brilliant. We went to Wolverton Show, as we usually do, and a couple of other
September,
little shows.
Isn't it? Yeah.
That's right. Well, that's always good, Wolverton Show.
And you also did a stand at the Isle of Wight Art and Crafts Fair as well. So,
yes, that was Debbie Hart did that for us. Thank you, Debbie.
Wow. Okay, well, we're going to talk more about red squirrels. And so stay tuned with us. We're with Helen Butler from the Isle of Wight Red Squirrel Trust. And we've been talking about, obviously, red squirrels.
We have. So when people see a red squirrel, they should report it.
Yes, please. Without people putting in their sightings, alive or dead, then you don't really know what's going on. I can pick up on trends if everybody sort of tells me what's going on. And if there's a problem, then you can go out and investigate it. I can't cover the whole island. Nobody could. It's down to you.
It's
please.
So important, isn't it, Helen, to get that data.
It is.
And as you say, you can't do that on your own. So pass the word around, everybody, if you're listening. If you see a red squirrel, there's an online form, is there, on the website?
There is. That's www.whitesquirrels.co.uk.
Okay, and the other thing you were talking to us about was the real need for support from volunteers, and there's so many things that a volunteer could do, particularly helping with the shows, helping with surveys perhaps. And also trustees, you mentioned as well. You need volunteers and trustees.
Again, I can't do it all on my own. No. So we need trustees who can work with the other trustees and give us a hand. We also need volunteers to give talks, to do surveys, to go to shows, fundraise if they want to. If you've got any ideas, I'm always open to ideas.
Yeah, and it's so important. You've been doing this for a very long time, with respect, over 30 years. And without the volunteers and the financial support and the physical support, these kind of things just wouldn't happen, would they? So, yeah. Interestingly, we were talking about what do squirrels like to eat? So do you want to mention the kind of things that red squirrels love to eat?
Well, most things, actually, they'll have a go at. Obviously, nuts. We all know about nuts. Never put out Brazil nuts or anything oily. Almonds, I'm told, from research, aren't terribly good. They'll have a bit of fruit, not dried fruit, a bit of grape or a bit of apple. That's all. That's good. They like tree mast, obviously, like hornbeam, field maple, that sort of thing. Beech, sweet chestnut. You can put those out if you want to. Corn on the cob, they absolutely love. A bit of coconut, if you hang a bit up for the birds, they'll have might have a go at that. Nothing like fat balls, that's not good.
No. So do squirrels nest in trees, or do they sort of live on the ground, or can they do both?
Oh, no, not on the ground. They're vulnerable on the ground. They're an arboreal species, so they feel safest in the trees. A clever squirrel will find a tree hollow because that's so much safer. Because if you've got your nest up in the branches of a tree, a predator, mostly buzzards over here, can actually go in and pick the squirrel out more easily than if it's in a tree hollow.
Yeah, very interesting, Helen.
Okay. So how long do squirrels sleep for?
How long do they sleep?
Yeah.
Well, they're awake first thing in the morning as the sun's coming up. And then they go to bed at dusk. So all night, basically. So a long time this time of year, not so much in the summer.
That's a long...
They will have a rest in the middle of the day.
That's a long sleep.
Do they hibernate?
No. No, they don't hibernate at all.
Wow.
I would love to be a red squirrel.
Oh, yes, so would I. Yeah. Just think of all that lovely food, fruit and nuts every day.
Yeah, they got a brilliant life.
Yeah. Yeah. Better than our life, Chip and Spud, isn't it? Anyway, we're going to talk some more in a little while. Thank you, Helen, for coming into the studio this afternoon. And the key messages, really, that you want to get across, certainly about volunteers and supporting the Isle of Wight Red Squirrel Trust, but also financial support. And you mentioned about the kite mark scheme that you're hoping to introduce next year for businesses.
Yes, that's right. We have one business who's been very good over the years. For every box of red squirrel biscuits they sell, they give us a few pence, which does add up over the year. And we're hoping to roll that out into other businesses. You'll get a kite mark to say you're supporting us, and also advertising on the website and Facebook. So if you're interested, get in there early. Contact me on white@hotmail.com.
Yeah, and that's your email address. And also another contact number is 01983 611 003. And at the moment, you can actually get red squirrel toys for the children. Ideal Christmas stocking fillers. So,
Christmassy squirrels.
And how do people get hold of a red squirrel toy for their kids?
Go to isleofwightredsquirrels.co.uk and follow the instructions and link on the website.
Yeah. And we've also mentioned about the books. There's children's books available, and they're being distributed by Ninesons and should be available at local bookshops.
That's right.
And also the calendar, which we've got a copy of the calendar here in the studio.
We have.
The photographs are absolutely incredible, Chip, aren't they?
They're awesome photographs. of the red squirrels. And go and get your red squirrel calendar.
Definitely.
For 2024. And you're going to be doing anything in 2024?
Yeah, we mentioned the kite mark scheme there, Chip, but there's also events as well, and you do the Bluebell
events.
Walk.
We hope we're going to have another Bluebell Day. Probably we'll go to Wolverton again. Other than that, we can't say just yet.
But you'll still be doing your online auctions in the spring, won't you? Because that's a good fundraiser, hopefully.
Hopefully we'll have another auction next year, but that's down to the goodwill of the ladies who run it, and it is jolly hard work. But
sure,
I hope we hope we'll have another one.
Yeah, it's such a great thing that you're all doing there. So, Helen, it's been fantastic talking to you again.
And, thank you.
Hopefully we can talk again next year in 2024.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you for letting us interview you, Helen.
You're welcome.
Thank you.